There's something so fun about bringing spooky things into different places and times than we normally associate them with. But I'll be honest, I'm also a sucker for the classics. The thrill of a late night chase on city streets. One might even have to admit that it's a classic I've done before with a twist. But today I think it's time we explore something a little more tasty, delicious, and delightful, and delectable, like you and your blood. Oh, well, if you weren't expecting me to dine on you, then now's your time to check out. I mean, the label's on the tin, but let's be honest, you look like a fucking Capri Sun packet, and I just want to, well, stab a straw and have a drink. Can't be helped, really. Humans are, after all, such tasty food. So, without further ado, why don't you give me your attention so we can get this on with? After all, you're already sitting right there, so close that you can practically smell the faint but pungent scents that waft off of a vampire like me. That's it. Look here. Look right into these delightful red glowing portals straight into a deep, relaxing space. Feel the infinite pull of them as they reach out and grab your attention, pull you closer with every passing second. There is no chance of escape. You will not be able to look away because you wanted to look. It's not about control. It's about an admission of desire. I have no power more than what you choose to give to me as you look into my eyes. A classic, a powerful, a delightful way to have your very will swept away is to give it up on a platter to me. Just let yourself focus on imagining that red glare, that glow like a moon eclipsed over the sun. Feel that warm power it brings, that potent and unending intensity. That's it. Perfect. Lose yourself to it, after all, and you will fall into my stead. And you want to fall into my stead, to be told the tale of how you got here, how you ended up at my feet, in service, little treat, little morsel of meat. Don't worry, I cherish my snacks. I don't see humans as, well, a slice of bread to be eaten and forgotten about. No, I see you all as pets to be had. That come with added benefits, such as a portable source of food. Now would you complain? No, you can't complain. You're lost in my stare, lost in that look, in that glint, that intense scent of pungent pheromones that rupture your mind, the piercing intensity of my gaze, the way gravity has begun to pull you down, the feel of the air on your skin, your mind trying to comprehend how you could have gotten here, the feeling of blood drying on your neck from the bite, the look that I'm giving you, the smile that shows fangs, the air on the back of your neck reminding you of the chase, the feeling of moisture and the water that has dripped down on you in the rain that you ran through to get here. So many sensations mingling, mixing, all focused around that orbit of red, of blood, of fire and intensity. That's it, perfect. I wouldn't have you anyway, other than this. Looking so intently into my eyes. And after all, would you have me any other way than staring down at you, little morsel, as I brush my talon up, up, up your throat to the tip of your chin and across your face, flipping that talon around to be a soft and unthreatening stimulation, letting it arc up and around till my hand slides all the way back to the top of your head and down to grab it, cup it, pull it in and snap it forward as you drop into that helpless place that you have built yourself, sinking into it so easily. Losing control is what you asked for, and so I've taken it. Remember the chase, remember the hunt. Let yourself feel the intensity of being my prey. Recall what it's like to be sweaty and tired, dancing in a club, having noticed the strange woman dressed in a black latex dress with slits at the front showing powerful, strong thighs, stiletto heels, glinting in the glow of so many different lights that fill the club in an endless cascade of color, the music pulsing through your chest, vibrating your very essence, the glint in her eyes, my eyes, the way that you felt as though I was trying to reach even then and pull you in that instant. But you wavered, you dared on the edge of my grasp, and you ran like a coward. But that's okay. I've been known to have that effect. So I gave you a good, fair head start. Sure, you didn't start by bolting. You just made your way through the crowd, slipping past countless bodies moving and dancing. You were already tired, and you just decided that that look alone, was enough to push you to go home. Because, goodness, there's no way it could have been meant for you. There's no way it could have been you that I was looking at with such hunger, such thirst. It had to have been someone else. But no, it was you. And so you slipped out into the soft, drizzling rain that fell into the night city. The sound of cars, rain dripping through pipes and down structures, shouts and hollers and whoops, occasional blip of a siren in the distance. Different people all around, all with different intents. Even now, past midnight in the darkness, there is so much light pouring from buildings. Bars still not closed. Clubs lighting up the night sky. And as you wander, trying to find your way back towards your apartment, it was only, 10 blocks. It wasn't that far. Really? You thought you could make it, but that's when you heard the clack of a stiletto heel on the ground, and you turned to find the street, which mere moments ago had at least, two other people wandering by, has cleared. The last taillights of a car winking away in the distance. The rain slowly picking up more intensity. And there you are, staring at this woman, this statue, this monolithic beast. Oh yes, sure, you couldn't tell how tall I was before, but now you're certain of it. I'm definitely, definitely, so very fucking big. I mean, come on. Do you think you have a chance anymore? No, you don't. But it's all right. Running is absolutely an option. Something that you can do. Something that you might try. Something that your legs are already doing as you bolt, as you flee, as you find yourself scampering away like the little rabbit that you are. The prey that has so piqued my interest. Doesn't matter how fast you run. You hear that clatter, that motion, that unbelievable speed. There's no way a human could run in heels that tall, let alone that fast. And you'd be right, because I'm not. I'm barely even touching the ground. You're barely even having a chance to get away. Sure, you made it a whole block before I got you. And for that, I'm impressed. You gave a valiant attempt. You really did do your best. But the feeling of my body slamming into you as I scoop you from the ground up, grabbing you in my arms and pinning you into a wall right next to you in a second, in a flash, slamming you there, feeling pain surge through your body for a moment. And then you're stunned, shocked, and then I'm pulling you by your throat, dragging you, scrambling back into the alley I spotted before The cars that had turned the corner could see us. Wouldn't want to get caught having my treat. That's so inconvenient. With a bound and a skip, a fire escape becomes a stepping stone up, up, and up, until I'm perched on one of the rooms nearby. Somehow, you find yourself sitting at my feet. Stunned still by the speed, the motion, the intensity, as I kneel atop you, my thighs a prison on either side of your body, cupping, grabbing, squeezing with such muscular intensity, my clawed hands tearing back your clothes to expose your soft, delicate flesh. The way that that glint of the moon catches in my eyes, crimson bolts of energy seem to flow and flicker back and forth. And yet all this time you still haven't cried out, too shocked, too stunned, too disbelieving, your mouth hanging open. Oh, I'm so sorry that I had to, well, hunt you down, but I really just wanted a moment of your time. Little morsel. Surely it wouldn't be too much trouble to look and listen a little while as I brush my talons up and down those cheeks of yours. Don't you think it would feel nice if I gave you a little nip, my little tasty treat? You can't help but nod because I've compelled you. Can't help but nod because you will, and you have, and you continue to do so. That's the beauty of being caught by me and my stare. Under this moonlight. Oh, sweet little human, you never had a chance. That's okay, though. Maybe I'll give you a nip or two. Just a bite. Maybe I just want to brush my fangs down the side of your cheek as I pull myself so very close to you. And give you a little nip on the ear. Not enough to hurt. Just enough to let you know these are real, and that I could absolutely tear your fucking throat out. But I promise I won't. No, I want you for so much more. I've given up on feeding like that a long time ago. So I pull back and brush my fangs down the side of your throat, letting those razor-sharp points glide with terrifying power. Don't worry, I promise, it'll feel so good. I'm sure you've already noticed the way you've become so placid, calm, accepting of your fate. That's normal. It's completely alright. That's the effect of my pheromones. That's the intensity of my stare. You really don't have a chance. But you don't want it anymore. You're happy to offer yourself, aren't you? Oh, such gentle little knots. I want more. I think I'll tear a little bit more of this cloth from your body. You'd look so much better naked anyways. So why don't I rip off just this garment to reveal just a little bit more, to reveal that flesh. Yeah. Yes, that's exactly it. Oh, there's nothing better than an exposed neck. An exposed piece of flesh, that tender collarbone. Oh. Oh. I don't think I can hold myself back any longer, my little sweet. Why don't I just lean in and have a taste? I'm sure you'll love it just as much as I do. Letting my fangs just sink into the side of your neck, piercing so deep, so cold, so icy cold, right through you until the warmth blooms from them as I slowly pull back and begin to suck on the wound, warmth blossoming in your body. Eyes rolling back in your head, convulsing softly as you go limp, like the prey you are, letting the intensity of my power overwhelm you, feeling something dark and evil worm its way through the wound, pushing you into that submission, that empty, blank helplessness of only being prey. That's it. Good. Let me stroke my hands through your hair. Let me brush my talons gently, mesmerizing you as you drift away. Good. I think I'll feed on you for a while, and the blood can course from your body into mine and give me warmth, delicious, vital warmth. You deserve to be that, don't you? To be that warm, succulent thing. Pinned beneath me. Yes, you do. And so I shall sup from you. Drift from me. Spiral down like the blood that flows from you. Spin out as everything stops in calm, peaceful rapture. Lost. Attention drawn. Into the wound and out. Losing consciousness, fading out. Waking sometime later, lying on a bed. World tinged red. Thoughts empty, blankly staring up. Up, up into a mirror to see yourself lying alone in the bed. Feeling a body against you, noticing as you turn that you are not even remotely alone. An Amazonian vampire lies next to you, blood dried around her mouth. Latex dress still draped across you and her. And yet you feel no fear. You know simply obedience, simply that you are owned, that whatever flowed back into that wound must have tainted your soul and left you a thrall. Maybe more happened after you blacked out. Maybe there's blood stains on the vampire's wrists. Maybe there's not. All you know is blank, blissful obedience. And you lie in wait in rapt desire for your mistress and her next command. Empty and mindless, drifting blank, you drift below the surface and you sank, thoughts broken apart. Into sleep once more, gone, back, back through the door, let it close, leaving all behind except for the memories, the experience, and the enjoyment of where you've been. Let yourself drift, give yourself a moment of calm, of peace, of breathing deeply. Good. Let your breathing slow to that calmest place, in and out again and again, flowing so smoothly. And as you do, drift away from this place, this time, this space, this story we have built, out again into the world. Good. That's it. Drifting now for me a little longer until I give you that opportunity to be present. I'll just hand you a few simple numbers, a few simple moments, a few little steps to walk back to the world of the waking. One, drifting up. Two, more and more. Three, and four, and five, and six, and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10, giving yourself a moment to become aware of the room around you, to be awake once more, to shift, to ground, to look around and be present. Thank you so very much for listening. I do greatly appreciate that you enjoy these lovely little interludes. And of course, if you've made it this far, then you probably do like my work. And if you'd like to continue to see it with such frequency and quality, I would recommend considering to check out, well, my Patreon. As after all, my wonderful and amazing patrons are the only reason I'm able to produce these the way I do. And of course, there are some pretty delightful benefits if you do. It's well worth a look.